DW.
I like when it's in gold.
You do? You like gold graffiti?
Yes, but I don't like other colour graffiti.
Why do you like it when it's gold?
Because it's prettier.
I guess in my early days here, I did notice the graffiti in street art, but it very quickly just became part of the look of the place. As integral to it as empty bottles, dogs, Vietnamese flower shops, kebabs, and a grouchy demeanour. So I stopped actually seeing it, until a couple of weeks back when my youngest daughter, who's making her first forays into the world of reading and writing, suddenly clocked that the crazed curls, twists, and lines scrawled over the city's skin are, in fact, letters and words crying out to be seen and read.
There's some.
Yeah, that is some.
And there's some more. What does that say?
Good question, for which much of the time I don't have a good answer. I can't tell her because I've never learned how to read what is, in some respects, a language unto itself. Carol Eichhoff describes graffiti as a coded form of communication. Sprayers who leave their chosen name all over the city are showing others in the scene where they've been. Those others then add their street signature to the urban canvas, and a dialogue is born.
Da guckt man nämlich auch so dran vorbei, aber eigentlich genau, es ist ein Stück Berlin und das erzählt auch echt viel. Hier Sticker ist nochmal eine eigene Kultur innerhalb der Street Art.
She's been fascinated by graffiti and street art, which both come under the umbrella of urban art, since she was a teenager, and now leads tours around Berlin, guiding the uninitiated into the colourful, complex and creative world that's collectively making an ongoing contribution to the definition of Berlin's exterior in the face of increasing investment and architectural monotony.
Ganz zentral finde ich das, was mich so wirklich ja, packt, ist diese Sache, dass Leute...
The main appeal for her is the idea that people are shaping the place where they live, exercising the basic democratic principle of speaking out, regardless of whether or not it's allowed. But she also stresses the importance of a society that's able to deal with it. The degree to which this particular society can deal with it is a moot point. There are those in it who embrace graffiti and street art as a form of expression, and others who'd rather live in a place untainted by the liberal hand of the city's artists and sprayers. But that doesn't look set to become a reality here anytime soon, despite the fact that graffiti is a crime in Germany, punishable by up to 3 years in prison. Berlin registered a 3.9% rise in cases last year. And two infamous but popular local crews in particular continue to score viral hits with their performance-like acts of vandalism on bridges, rooftops, walls and trains. One United Power, or One Up, and Berlin Kids, with a Z. There's no doubt they're major players in the urban art scene, but they by no means define it. There's too much other stuff going on the walls and doors and streets of this city for any individual or even crew to truly dominate.
This is really so eine ganz, ganz große unabhängige Szene, die einfach macht.
From tiny cork characters glued atop street signs, hand-painted posters, polystyrene figures in prison stripes, to mosaic cats, sticker art, and colossal legal murals, the creative detail is not only seemingly endless, it is endless, ever changing in form, content and impetus.
Genau, aber vielleicht wirklich ganz wichtig ist, dass die Motivationen extrem unterschiedlich sein können, warum jemand rausgeht.
As far as Carol sees it, graffiti and street art are separate but complementary scenes in which each person has a very different motivation. For sprayers, it's about showing where they've been, talking to others who are active in the subculture. While for street artists, it's more about communicating with society, whether in sharing something of aesthetic value, making people stop and smile, or imparting a political message.
Des Einzelnen vergeht, sondern auch an dieser gesellschaftlichen Idee dessen, wie wichtig das ist, so ein Eigentum auch zu schützen
When, at the end of the tour, Caro and I sit on some well-graffitied stone steps by the River Spree, my eye is unwillingly drawn to a row of hulking but bland waterside office blocks on the opposite bank, which was once home to bars and clubs with genuine character. One of the new builds is adorned in big plastic orange letters with the name of a mail-order fashion house. It might be easier to read than much of the writing on the streets around it, but its clear and uncoded message is of a shift in this city so famed for the arrhythmic beat of its creative heart. I move my eye back to the scrawls and scribbles on my side of the river, and immediately I feel more at home.
DW.